So, my secret keeper girlfriend, do you smell like the Wild Kingdom? Or maybe a farm? Oh, I hope so. I hope it was fun. I happen to know that Barlow Girl loves animals. In fact, I hear you have a little Barlow Girl mascot.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes, little Penny Lane. She's my little Yorkie, and she's amazing. She comes everywhere with us.
Well, today our secret keeper girls learned that true love trusts, especially when it comes to the relationship you have with your parents. Can one of you guys tell me about your mom?
Oh yeah. My mom, she's an amazing woman. Gosh, how to even start? She pretty much has sacrificed her entire life for us. And she quit her job so she could homeschool us. And she quit whatever she'd want to do now so that she could, you know, help my dad in managing us.
So you've spent a lot of years really close to your mom if she homeschooled you.
Yeah.
Were there ever times when you felt like it was too close for comfort?
You know, I wasn't homeschooled until I was in seventh grade. And I think before I was homeschooled, when you're at school, you hear all the kids saying, oh, my parents are so not cool and all this stuff. And you begin, they don't think their parents are cool. I shouldn't think my parents are cool. And so I really think during that time, I had a really hard time with my parents. But once I started being homeschooled in seventh grade and then through high school, I really began seeing that my parents truly loved me if they would take me out of school. And if my mom would quit her job and spend all of her time in teaching me, like, it's kind of like that's when I fell in love with my parents, is when I saw the sacrifice.
My mom's the kind of person who still will hold our hand as we walk somewhere, you know?
We still do.
We still. Lauren and Mom hold hands all the time.
I always do.
As they go places. And I just remember just that season of, you know, when Mom would come over and, you know, be kissing my face or, you know, still try to hold me. And it was a time where I was like, this is just too much. And now it's like, oh, gosh, I love it again. You know what I mean? I kind of had to realize she wasn't doing it to bug me. You know, she wasn't doing it to pester me. She did it because she loved me.
Alyssa, can you remember what turned it around for you? What caused you to realize that you could still be friends with your mom and trust her?
I remember making a decision. There was something that had come up that I was struggling with. And I just remember being like, well, I couldn't tell my mom this. You know, I couldn't I couldn't share this. So I have to go tell my friends. I can't tell my mom because my mom won't even, you know, get this. And I remember, I think it was God really just pushing me to be like, if you don't open up to your mom now, you're going to lose a friendship with her that you're really going to want the rest of your life. And I just felt him pushing me, but I was too young and I didn't totally understand what he was doing. I just knew, I just kind of felt that push. And I remember it took everything out of me. It's almost like you have to humble yourself and go and be like, Mom, this is what I'm dealing with. And the most amazing thing was she just kind of put her arms around me and she cried with me and she said, let me tell you, I went through the same thing when I was young and I struggled here. And it opened up a door for her to be honest with me about the same exact circumstances in her life that I never would have gotten to have that connection with her if I hadn't taken that step and been willing to say, Mom, I don't think you're going to understand me, but here's what I'm going through. And it was amazing. From then on out, it was like a relationship began to be built. And I can seriously say today my mom is one of my best friends. And it's a relationship that, looking back, started that day where I opened the door to my heart to go, I'm going to begin to tell you the secrets of my heart and not be scared that you're going to condemn me or not understand me or I don't know. I don't really know what that feeling always is. But open up to your moms. It's really worth it.
Has there been a time, your dad is your manager, manages Barlow Girl. Has there ever been a time where you really had to trust him with the future of the band? Like, he had to make a decision that maybe you were scared to death for him to make, or that just seemed way outside of your comfort zone, and you really had to trust him, and it turned out okay?
Yeah, there was a tour that we were really apprehensive about. And Mom and Dad just came to us and they laid it out and they're like, we really feel like we're supposed to be on this tour. And the three of us were like, we really don't want to be on this tour. It was just really big and a lot of people and apprehensive
just was scary.
About it.
It was scary
because, you know, we hadn't done a stadium tour before and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But we respected them and we agreed with them. We're like, okay, we will do this. And it's really cool because I really think God really blessed that tour and our time on that tour because we did humble ourselves in a sense and we listened to our parents.
And it
was
the most fun tours ever.
Favorite tour.
Yeah. I mean, and it's funny going into it, we're like, oh, Mom and
Dad.
The
first, like, 2 weeks, we were still like, oh, really? Was this the right decision? But after that, we're like, okay, this is awesome.
It comes a lot to, like, trusting that God is speaking to them.
And Mom was awesome about that. Like, I was like 13 or 14, and she made me take college courses in calligraphy and horseback riding and like
cake decorating
and horse care. Like, she knew I was really good with my hands, but I wasn't really good academically. So she really pushed me. And I had to be in a college classroom as like a 14, 15-year-old. Scared out of my mind at first, but I just got really comfortable.
And really confident.
In that situation, and like me being so shy, and then having to be in a group of people in all age groups, like really just having to, you know, just thrive in an environment that I was so uncomfortable
And then
in.
You became an art teacher a couple years later.
Yeah, so it's like, trust your parents. When your mom wants to put you in classes that you don't want to do, your mom is trying to grow you in every way possible.
Because maybe your parents know you better than you know yourself.